Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep, it's going,
yes!
And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top!
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason! And he may never hit a bigger one!
One of Bryce's many big moments in the postseason the last couple years. Welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're live today. Chickies and Pete's at South Philly. Ike Reese, Jack Fritz with us live.
What, they still here?
From the ballpark. Oh, they're still there.
Yep.
We didn't get rid of those. Not that easy, Hugh. All right, guys.
Hey, don't you worry about it, though.
I got to ask you guys an important question. Then we'll get to the lineup and some stuff about today. Did you see the flag the Phillies put up in the outfield? I need to know what you guys think of it. Did you see it? There's a new flag out there.
It looks like...
Which one, the blue one?
The blue one. So it's a 2023 NL wild card flag. Are we okay with wild card
flag?
You don't like the wild card flag? No, Hugh, I'm asking.
It's not like I'm condoning. I'm just saying. It's a milestone, right?
It's a milestone, right? They put six teams in the playoffs every year.
I'm asking a question.
Guys, I think flags should go up for NL championships, divisions, obviously a World Series.
That's it. Yes.
I don't know about this.
We're lowering the standard.
Yes.
Although I do hope that we get a nice 2024 wild card flag up there.
You can't say we're lowering the standard and then want the standard again. I don't like the flag.
The flag is where I draw the line.
I got to be honest for you, Joe. And here's why I'll take it a step further with the Eagles. I'm not even, like, the divisional win flags that we have up at the link.
You don't like those?
Like, why are we putting up banners for the NL NFC East?
Because we won it.
But that should be the expectation.
It's okay.
No, I mean, I hear you. I hear you because
if
the ultimate.
If we win the conference, that's different. I'm all for NFC champion banners. But divisional banners? Can you imagine the Patriots putting up 20 AFC East banners in their stadium?
No.
I mean, when you put it in that perspective, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, everybody that wins a division, years that we went 9-8 and won a division, that's banner worthy?
It's not banner worthy.
Hello?
I mean, Hugh.
I got quiet. I hear you.
That's the way you
painting the picture.
So no, I'm just saying I'm not being a hypocrite when I'm talking about the Phillies. Like, will we care if the Sixers put up an Atlantic Division banner up there?
Not at this point. The basketball. I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying. That's just me.
At this point, you're right. You're right because it's like the expectations.
We're not the Jags. We're not the Jags.
Take a shot at Hugh's former team.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
How did I catch another strike?
You were a Jag. And then you got cut on TV.
Wow, and then you just doubled down.
Wow. This should be anything for us.
Boy, I see what this is.
No, this no, is not
the play the drop again. Play the drop again.
This should be anything for us. Oh, what are we paying for?
I see what this is. This is when we get on with you guys, it's just a free-for-all. Everybody just shooting at everybody.
Well, I just want to know how – Listen, I know it's convincing, but you've also folded again in less time than your
about?
Last. No, last time you folded on Lamar Jackson in 30 seconds. This might have been 25 seconds on the banner.
First of all, if you make good points, I mean, when you put them in perspective like that, it's not folding. It's just like, okay, I'm in mild agreement.
No, what you do is you make your point back, even if it's not good.
Yeah, which we do every day.
See, you know what? I'm going to start. Now I see how it is.
Get your backbone up.
I'm going to start doing. Get my weight up. If I don't believe it, just keep it going.
One more time, Kyle. One more time.
I mean, what are we paying for? Does she do anything for us?
Really? Does you do anything really,
I can't believe they got that clip, bro.
Jack Del Rio contemplating cutting Hugh on TV. We found it.
But you know, Jack was smart, though. He ain't cut me on live TV. He knew that probably wouldn't have. That'd have probably been a furniture clearing moment.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say, I remember that, too. And, dude, we were hot about that in our own locker room because we've been watching that series up here in training camp. And then when that happened, I was like, hold on, dog. You don't talk about one of us. Like, he's still an eagle.
Hey,
like,
and yeah, then, check this out. And a couple of days later, I was back in town.
That's true. That's true. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe y'all did my boy like that. I didn't know they had to
Well, we did ask him if it was okay, and he said yes. Man. And then once he said okay, we use it all the time.
Oh, yeah, then they just start. They just it's been a free-for-all ever since then.
Does she do anything for us?
It's been a free-for-all ever since then.
Who was your coach? His position coach was trying to defend him.
Sugar Bear, Ray Hamilton.
Yeah, and Del Rio was like, nah, we got to get rid of him.
Can we get back to baseball?
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Let's talk about the lineup, guys. I no surprise at the top, even though people complain about it. Schwarber 1, Turner 2, Harper 3. What do we think about JT 4 today? It's kind of surprising. That wasn't the way last season ended. It was more Bohm or Castellanos, Jack. And the JT thing is interesting because he's got the new swing, and he's talking about how they know it was wrong last year. But the reality is he's also a catcher that catches a lot, and when catchers get to their 32, 33 age, they usually stop hitting, so I'm not sure which one it is until we see it now.
Yeah, I'm cool with JT, though. I thought he did a great spring. I think they're buying into what he did swing change-wise in the offseason, and I think it's okay giving him the first kind of crack at it. You know, last year, the Bohm thing, listen, can we get a 25 home run year out of Bohm first?
He's hitting 25 this
year. Okay, he got 20 last year. Yep. You are 6'5".
Yep.
You are getting stronger. Yep. You are 27, by the way.
Yep.
Like it's time. You're entering into your prime. I would like a 25 to 30 home run season out of Alex.
Can I call it a now or never season for Bohm to be a big time hitter?
I personally would have had Bohm batting fourth there because, quite frankly, I know the powers is what we're looking for out of that position. But he does hit for average, and he doesn't mind hitting the ball all around the ballpark. I'm good with that. I think he will be stronger at the plate this year from a power surge standpoint. I think he does get closer to 25 home runs this year in that position because I think his body is starting to get to where he has his
grown man body.
Yeah, he has his grown man body. And I think it's going to be a lot easier and a lot more natural for him to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I would have gone with Bohm in the four hole.
I am interested to see what JT looks like at that four spot because, you know, he talked about the biomechanics and everything, and I think that they feel that he could be a huge surprise. Biometrics?
No, that's biomechanics.
Oh, right. You had it.
I had it, no, because I heard him. Y'all had ridiculed me so much, now I'm super sensitive about stuff that come out of my mouth.
Like that.
Yeah, but no, it was about the biometrics. But yeah,
biomechanics.
Kyle doubling down on it. But you get where y'all knew where I was going with this. Y'all ain't bothering me. It's Friday. It's opening day.
Go ahead,
I don't care.
Do your thing, man.
Joe, the cleanup spot to me is more important than leadoff. You know, everyone gets so worked up about leadoff. Who cares? You need someone that can protect Bryce in the lineup and drive him with runners on base.
Setting the table doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Fourth matters more.
And you saw last year in the playoffs, when Bohm started to struggle, they stopped pitching to Harper. I mean, I forget what game it was, game three or game four. He didn't get a pitch to hit. I mean, they just threw him pitches outside the zone the whole time. So, Jack, I'm with you. It is important. And so Real Muto gets the first crack. All right, let's talk about the other one, and that's at the bottom, but it's the elephant in the room with this team. And
you
that's,
mean my guy, Rojas?
Yeah, your guy.
Rojas, the young
yeah,
cat.
Yeah, and we know what he could do on defense. That's
all you got to do is hit like 220, 230. All right.
Give me the level of confidence from both of you guys that Rojas can hit enough to make this whole thing worth it, Jack. What are you feeling?
So I'm at like a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, I just don't really see it. I know he batted 302 last year. But listen, if he can just hit the ball on the ground, you know, and move runners along and play winning baseball, this can't be a strikeout machine at the bottom of the lineup. I'm actually surprised they're even starting him today. You know, I know that they're wanting to show confidence in him. But is Strider really the guy that you want to start this off with? You know, you have a lefty on the mound tomorrow in Max Fried. Probably has a better chance against him. I mean, they're both pretty nasty. In a kind of a make or break year for Johan Rojas in a way, starting him against Spencer Strider rather than what might be the best lineup is Marsh and Witt feels like a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, Strider makes good hitters look silly, so today could be tough. Like, where are you on Rojas? I mean, we know what he does defensively, but he's got to hit enough that they keep him in the lineup.
Yeah, and this is unfair for Rojas to be judged against these first couple of starters that the Braves had. I don't care if he went up there and whatever he batted, he still can go 0-for-8 in the first two games of the season going against these guys. But here's what I'll say that Topper is going to have to deal with all year long. I think this will be a reoccurring issue all year long. I think his defense is what's going to keep him in the lineup. I think that's what has this managerial and front office sort of enamored with Rojas as a player, and they're working overtime to try to make him serviceable as an offensive player, and I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I think the better offensive players are obviously Merrifield and Pache, but Rojas is the better defender. So I say all of this to say it's going to be a revolving door out there, and I think by the end of the season, Rojas he'll prove his worth by what he does out there in the outfield, and eventually, to me, Merrifield and Pache will be the guys that when we're talking about big hits and big moments, those will be the guys that will wind up coming up with those plays. I like Rojas, but I know a 200 hitter when I see one, right? And it's not going to change.
Right? He's your guy, not. Hugh. He's your guy.
No, I think that they look at him, and this is going to be something that he's going to have to work on all season long. I think that was one of the main reasons why they decided
well, it's hard
to
do that
keep him
against
up.
Major league pitching.
Yeah, but I feel like he's grown enough that they feel confident enough in him that eventually he's going to be, like I said, 220, 230. That's all you can basically ask for him. He's never going to be a 300 hitter, I don't think. So, you know, if you can give you 220 and 230 where he's hitting that, I think that's doable with the defense that he plays. I think that's doable.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't drown. I mean, if it goes bad the first month and they have to send him down, then it's like, when do you bring him back? And if you bring him back, Jack, then what? I mean, it's just it feels to me like his defense will keep him in there and for enough of the season. But if he doesn't hit, they're either going to have to play Merrifield more than they expect to, or they're going to have to go get another outfielder during the season.
Well, the good part is that at least they have pretty good hedging options. Like, they kept Pache. They didn't cut him. Or they didn't, put him on waivers and let him get claimed. So he's still on the roster. And, listen, the Merrifield and Marsh thing is right there. So they have hedge options. Like, a couple years ago when it was like, all right, we'll put Moniak and Hazley. They'll lock down center field. And they both cratered. Like, that's not going to happen here. Like, they have better options to where that shouldn't happen. So at least they have good options if he does flounder like you said he could do.
That's why I'm not as concerned. It's only Joe, Jack, and Hugh. If they try to force Rojas out there on the field even while he's struggling, and it's detrimental to the team winning. Like, that's the only time I think it really becomes an issue. They have to be able to recognize this sooner rather than later. If he's in that slump or they see that he's not seeing the ball well, then you got to do what you got to do. And you don't have time to spare feelings because, quite frankly, we're talking about winning the division. You can't just give away wins. All the games matter when you're talking about trying to overtake the Braves as division winners.
Well, you're right about that. Matter. Yeah, and this isn't 2018 where you just let Scott Kingery play all year because they're in a rebuild. Like, they're trying to win here. So this – they're going to have to make a decision. I would think April, May, the end of April, early May, if he's not hitting, they got to figure it out. Chuck in Mount Airy is
up
next. What's up, Chuck?
Baseball.
Hey, yo, fellas, what's going on?
Chuck, you ready for today? You ready for this season?
Yeah, I'm ready for this season. Let's go win a championship, right? But listen, there's three things that hold me back, all right? And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but it's three things that got me from thinking they win in 88 games to 98 games. And the three things is this. Rojas is a question mark, right? Whether you want to, you know, say his defense is great or you want, he's a question mark. Two, I don't want Schwarber leading off. I just don't. I want chaos up there at the beginning of that lineup, okay? And three, the pitching is just, I don't know, it's just thin. I love our bullpen, but the pitching is just thin, man. I mean, if you get an injury there, one injury, you know, that could throw the whole season off, man. But, I mean, I'm optimistic about this year. I've got us, like I said, at 88, 89, 91 wins, you know, that'll be enough to get us in the playoffs and get hot again. But to win the division, you know, Topper got to be proactive this year. You know, you can't just be stuck into this twilight zone of, you know, what you believe in, Schwarber bleeding off. That's not working. You got to make a move, man. You know what I mean? Early. Because Schwarber has a historic, you know, he's historically come out cold. You know what I mean? And
yeah, so he usually doesn't get going until June. June is when he wakes up, usually.
That's what I'm saying, and we want to win a division. We don't have time to wait till June. You know what I mean? So I'm calling the spade a spade. I don't want him leading off. I just don't. I'd rather his bat be a little bit further down in the lineup, and my you know, have Trey Turner, you know, Bryson Stott lead. I would like to see those guys leading off, man. But other than that, you know, I have faith in Wheeler. I have faith in Hamels. I'd like to see another pitcher coming here. Hamels. No, I'm sorry. I wish Hamels was still here.
It was a good call.
Hey, listen. No, I'm serious. I want these guys to come out here and start off real good, though. You know what I mean? And get this thing started the right way and try to win the division. I really think it's important to try to win the division this year. That's taking the next step. You know what I mean? But, you know, I like to see Suarez be the fourth guy opposed to the third guy in the regular season. But I take him as the third guy in the postseason. It's less games. But there you go, Jack. That's your baseball from Chuck from out here. I know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah, right? Besides the Hamels thing, it was a great call. It was a great
baseball
call.
Baseball guy.
Hamels, I mean, you know, well, Hamels gave me my last championship, so, you know, it wasn't
a bad
call. That
was a slip-up.
It was a great call.
Although
yesterday Chuck did say the world's better with more Harpers in the world in relation to Bryce having his third kid. So that was a little much.
Hey, listen, it ain't a little much. The world is a better place with more Harpers. You know what I mean?
And Chuck from Mount Aries.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nah, listen, my kid's old. You know what I mean? All right, y'all, listen. Enjoy yourself down in the game. Don't have too much surf shot, or have too much surf shot, rather. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a lot, Chuck. That's a lot.
Shout out to my boy out there, Brian. Surf shot, I see. Let's get this thing started.
Oh, here we go.
Chuck, appreciate you, man. There he goes, Chuck. Chuck gave us a lot there, as usually
does. Joe, can you explain to me? Can you explain to me why we want a guy who strikes out 190 times batting in the key RBI spots in the lineup?
It's the one part of this that everyone leaves out. Like
83 home runs in two seasons.
He's going to strike out no matter where you put him. Like that's Kyle Schwarber. I think his strikeouts are way more detrimental hitting fourth or fifth when there's runners on base.
Totally.
Why does everyone leave that out?
So let me ask you this, Dan. By your YouTube's theory. I like the
and Topper. I mean, Topper's
yes,
a baseball
Topper's
guy.
Theory.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get the same numbers no matter where he hits, where is he going to produce more from a production standpoint?
In terms of runs batted in?
Yes.
Yeah, probably in the middle of the order.
Okay.
Right, but
he did
have
100 RBIs last year.
But you're also losing runs scoring opportunities.
I thought he had 83 RBIs.
No, he had 100 RBIs. Last
okay.
No,
well, my point is that if he were to have the same type of hits, strikeouts and everything else in the four hole, he's more likely to drive in 130 to 140 runs versus barely driving in 100.
Somebody said he was going to drive in about 200.
Well, no, we had a call the other day. He said if you drop him to third in the order, he would knock in 300 runs.
Yeah, all right. Wow, that's a big year for the Phillies.
300.
But what do you think about this, Ike, with him hitting off lead off? The fact that, like, when I think of pitchers, I think that, you know, initially going into the game, you want to get settled in.
If he comes out there, fastball here.
Yeah, and he comes in and he crushes that thing. That he kind of he's the type of guy that he kind of throws you out of rhythm by crushing the ball the way that he does the first guy up at the bat. That's how I kind of look at it. What do you think about that?
I just look at it like this. I think it's where Kyle Schwarber is most comfortable hitting at. And I think that matters most because you're trying to get the most out of him as a player. So if he's not as comfortable hitting in the other spots, then it makes no sense to put him in the other spots to hit because he likes seeing the ball first. He likes being up there first. So it's really that simple for me. I just like tweaking the argument because I think there's a legitimate argument for both cases.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
And to me, the tiebreaker is it's where Kyle Schwarber is most comfortable at. And he's most comfortable at the leadoff spot.
Well, and then you throw in where everyone else is comfortable. It seems like Bryce is most comfortable with three. And
yep.
Well, thank guys up batting cleanup. I mean, like, that was driving me crazy.
Well, because he doesn't get up in the first inning every
game.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, also, they don't want to stack the two lefties, right? So if you're separating Schwarber and Harper, it's like, well, then where do you put Schwarber if he's not first? You drop him down
fifth.
To five?
You put him fifth. Yeah.
Yeah, but I want him up early. He gets on base. I mean, Jack, isn't that the whole point? He gets on base.
Yeah.
Gets on base, gives a chance to go up 1-0, sometimes works the pitcher. Listen, doesn't really clog the bases. And he protects Rojas at the bottom of the lineup. So if you want Rojas to get fastballs.
We're protecting Rojas.
Got to protect Rojas.
The clog the bases thing, that's been Howard's thing for two months
the
now.
Well, Howard is berating weather people again, you know, for their little forecast.
I'm the weather person on this show now. I'm the weather guy.
Yeah, Hugh's got a weather app or something.
Yeah, I got an app.
Listen, I do love the fact the only thing that we have to complain about is Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot.
And the nine hitter.
Yeah, that's it. I was just about to say that. I've never talked so much about either one of those guys more than I have been since I've been here.
Okay, maybe I'm not hearing it as much. Are people literally complaining about Rojas being?
Well, I think I guess it's like a question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a question mark.
No one's really complaining about it.
Right. Schwarber. It's mostly Schwarber though.
That's the sign of not having many holes or flaws on the team.
I know. But don't let the Phils win the World Series with Schwarber bat lead off, or it's gonna be a victory lap
that nobody's ever seen.
This team didn't win anything for a decade. This guy shows up, hits lead off.
Oh, he's a winner. Yeah, he's a winner.
In the World Series and NLCS.
Listen, he's the Jason Kelce of the Phillies. That's who he is.
Is he delivering the speech?
He can't wear the mummer stuff.
I've seen two Jason Kelce jokes.
No, I know. And by the way, he's around the first pitch tomorrow. So, save it for tomorrow.
Who throwing out today?
don't wear your Eagles crap here today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.